In Northwest News on KPLU, television ads might have you believe the only women involved in the beer industry are bikini-clad servers juggling beer steins. This month, women from more than 100 breweries are collaborating to prove them wrong. KPLU's Monica Spain met with local women brewers as they worked together on a special batch of beer in Pike Place Market.
The special recipe is called Unite Red Ale. Women at craft breweries from Europe to New Zealand are whipping up similar brews using the same few ingredients. Here at Pike Brewing Company, women from four different breweries from South Seattle to Mount Vernon are crushing grains of rye too small to go through the regular mill. It's a hand crank deal with a little assistance from a power tool.
We can fashion it up with a drill so that you don't have to actually crank it by hand.
That's Meg Bragg, an assistant brewer here. Like other women, she started her career at the end of the production process on the bottling line. Over time, she worked her way up to the beginning, making the beer. A study being done at Stanford University found only 4% of American breweries have a female head brewmaster. But it wasn't always this way. In fact, Roseanne Finkel, who owns and co-founded Pike Brewing Company with her husband Charles in 1989, says throughout history, women brewed the beer, not men.
It began in Egyptian times. The priestesses brewed the beer and supposedly drank through golden straws.
Those priestesses were in the kitchen, so to speak, and beer wasn't anything special. It's just that you couldn't drink the water, so you drank beer. Not beer as we know it today. Think liquid bread, a mashed up and fermented concoction. Fast forward to the Middle Ages, Finkel says, and a nun, Hildegard von Bingen, perhaps better known for her mystical music, discovered hops act as a preservative in beer.
There was a time when if you wanted a beer, the only place you could go was to the church. And in that case, the nuns brewed the beer and everyone else got the credit.
In America, things changed for women with the Industrial Revolution. According to Pike Brewing's co-owner Charles Finkel, things continued to go downhill for women with the arrival of a new type of beer, lager.
It was a huge wave of German immigrants in the middle of the 19th century. They decidedly were more male-oriented than women-oriented. So they set the standard for the next 100 years in brewing in America, at least until Prohibition.
By that time, women were totally out of the picture. At Pike Brewing Company, we climbed several flights up a narrow spiral staircase to the mash deck, where a giant kettle mixes water with malt. Along with the others, brewer Janet Spindler from Spinnaker Bay Brewing tells me how they're taking back the industry.
Back in the day, women used to do all the brewing, and then when it started becoming something that people could make a living on and it became cool, that's when the dudes took it over. It's just how they roll, and so we're rolling back on them a little bit.
My name's Alex Kane. I don't know, I remember even when I first started, they were like, but can you lift a keg? And I was like, oh. Can I lift a keg? I'll toss a keg at you, you know.
This ale will raise money for scholarships to help women learn the business and science of beer making. Brewer Meg Bragg says education helps, but you can't replace hands-on experience and the passion that goes along with it.
I think we're doing it. I mean, ever since the microbrew revolution started, women have definitely been more and more interested in it. It's kind of a fun thing to do.
Unite Red Ale is fermenting right now. It'll be available on draft locally in coming weeks. Monica Spain, KPLU News.